Romans chapter 6, please. Sixth chapter of Romans, beginning with verse 17, reading through verse 23. We'll read the verses responsibly. Page 1199 in your Scofield Bible. 1199. As is our custom, let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. Let God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. And together, this is the text verse. Let's read it together, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's pray. And Father, thou dost know our gathering here. And you don't notice this gathering just because we're the largest church gathering of a Sunday night service, perhaps in the entire world. But you notice this gathering just like you notice any gathering where two or three are gathered in thy name. And so we gather in thy name tonight. We want you to be pleased and honored and glorified. And if that's to be the case, not only must you use our preacher to speak to us, but you must use us to hear and to do thy word. We pray that you give us a hunger to know thee better and to serve thee more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let me read for you just my text verse. Very famous. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, that's the title of my message tonight, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I think you'll learn something. I know that if you listen carefully, your thoughts will be provoked to think tonight. And I want you to listen. I do not think I'll be preaching as long as usual, which means I'll probably go a long time tonight. Every time I say that, but I don't think I'm going to be as long as usual tonight. I do want you to listen carefully because I do not think you know exactly what I'm going to say. I know I don't. And I want to talk to you tonight about the gift of God, our Heavenly Father. Thanks be unto God for your unspeakable gift. We talk about it tonight. There's no way that I, with this stammering tongue, can adequately describe that wonderful gift. There's no way that I, with this mortal mind, can comprehend the love of this wonderful gift. And I pray you'll help me as I try to explain it, please. Amen. Romans 6:23, my text, the gift of God, the gift of God is eternal life. In 2 Corinthians 9:15, we have that amazing little line, thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. What does that mean? That means that the tongues of men cannot sing or speak to explain or describe the gift of God. And then Romans 5:16, it is described as the free gift. That's sort of a repetitious little statement. A gift itself is free. But God wanted you to know you couldn't work to get it, so he put it twice there. He said it's a gift, and he said it's a free gift. Then in 1 Corinthians 7:7, it speaks of his proper gift. And then in Hebrews 6:14, we have the little two words, heavenly gift. Now, listen to me very, very carefully. Tonight, we shall examine what is that gift. We shall examine the gift itself. Just what is this free and proper and heavenly and unspeakable gift of God? First, let me tell you what that gift is not. That gift, first, is not eternal life. The gift of God is not eternal life. Don't misunderstand me. Eternal life comes to you by your faith in Christ. There's nothing you can do to earn it. But that's not what it's talking about in Romans 6:23. Eternal life whereby we shall live forever. Second, this gift is not a home in heaven. Though certainly by faith in Christ you receive a home in heaven, and you can walk out the door tonight having your reservation all made if you put your faith in Christ. But this, the gift of God, is not talking about a home in heaven. Third, this gift is not forgiveness of sin. There's nothing more wonderful than know your sins are forgiven. Rolled away, rolled away, rolled away, every burden of my heart rolled away. Gone, 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 yes, my sins are gone. And that's a wonderful thing. And by the way, you can walk out these doors tonight, not only having a home in heaven reserved for you and being possessor of eternal life, and also you can have every sin forgiven and put beneath the blood of Christ before you walk out those doors tonight. But eternal life is not the gift of God is talking about, and a home in heaven is not the gift of God is talking about, and forgiveness of sin is not the gift of God is talking about in Romans 6:23. Fourth, this gift is not justification. I know of no more wonderful doctrine in all the Bible than justification, whereby a righteous and holy God declares judicially that we are as righteous as he is, and we are declared as if we had never sinned at all. And God says, I don't see any sins in the book. Those sins have been put beneath the blood of Christ, buried in the deepest seas, separating us as far as the east is from the west. And that's wonderful. The justification. Wonderful. But that is not the gift of God talked about in Romans 6:23. I said this gift is not eternal life. This gift talked about in Romans 6:23 is not a home in heaven. This gift is not forgiveness of sin. And this gift is not justification. Fifth, this gift is not sanctification. Now, sanctification, whereby we are set apart for heaven and are as sure of heaven tonight as those who are already there. May I tell you how sure I am of heaven tonight? I'm as sure of heaven as Jesus is there. Because I am in him. I was crucified with him. I was risen with him. And I am as sure of going to heaven as if I'm sure of heaven as Elijah is sure and as John is sure and as Paul is sure. I was set apart for heaven the moment that I received Christ as my Savior. And that's what you call sanctification. That's a wonderful thing. But sanctification is not the gift of God spoken of in Romans 6:23. And so this gift of God, wonderful though eternal life is not eternal life. And wonderful though a home in heaven and the assurance of heaven is, this gift is not a home in heaven. And wonderful as forgiveness of sin is, this gift is not forgiveness of sin. And wonderful as justification is, this gift is not justification. And wonderful as sanctification, as I said a while ago, whereby we are set apart for heaven, and as sure of heaven as those who are already there, that is not the gift of God in Romans 6:23. Number six, this gift is not imputation. I guess of all the doctrines I preach on from this pulpit, I guess imputation is the one that I refer to more than anything else. I don't know anything better than that. I mean, brother, when I put my faith in Christ, God charged every sin of mine, imputed that to the record of Jesus Christ. And my record was listed under Jesus' name, and his righteousness was placed under my name. Though on earth I'm quite capable of sinning and making mistakes, and even perhaps of evil sometimes. But the simple truth is, those are not written in heaven because he has imputed my sins to his record and his sin, his righteousness to my record. What a wonderful, wonderful doctrine that is. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. But under the name Jack Hiles tonight, there's not one single sin there. Now, I tell you what, there's a heap of sins I've committed. I can't think of any of them right now, but I'm sure you can. And I can think of some of yours, too, by the way. But I'm simply saying that though wonderful as imputation is, and wonderful as sanctification is, and wonderful as justification is, and as wonderful as forgiveness of sin is, and as wonderful as heaven is, and as wonderful as eternal life is, those are not the gift of God mentioned in Romans 6:23. Number 7, this gift is not predestination. Now, by predestination, I'm not talking about the heresy that says God chose some to go to heaven and some to go to hell. You and I don't know the same God, ladies and gentlemen, if that's what you're talking about. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And if you die and go to hell, it's not God's fault, it's your fault. And God didn't choose you for hell. You chose hell for yourself because you refused Jesus Christ. And that's what predestination, this gift is not predestination, whereby God predestinates us to be like his son, Jesus Christ. God, in his foreknowledge, looked down and saw that you and I would trust the Savior. When God saw you walk in the aisle or kneeling in your home or wherever it was when you received Christ, that moment, God predestinated you to be conformed to the image of his son and someday to be in the likeness of Christ, where 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 so ably describes. But as wonderful as that predestination is, that God has, after he realized by his foreknowledge that we would be saved, he predestinated us to be conformed to the image of his son. But that is not the gift of God of Romans 6:23. Number 8, this gift is not glorification, whereby we shall live forever in a glorified, sinless body, just like the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll walk down the street in heaven one of these days, and you'll say, good morning, Jesus. And I'll say, I'm not Jesus. I'm Brother Hiles. Oh, you look so much alike. I get you mixed up. Did you hear me? We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh, that's wonderful. The great doctrine of glorification. But that is not the gift of God of Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. Ninth, the gift of God is not propitiation. Now, propitiation is a doctrine you seldom hear preached. What is that? That's whereby we are accepted in the Beloved. God the Father says, I accept the payment that Jesus made on the cross, the propitiation for our sins. I accept that. It satisfies my holiness. It satisfies my justice. It satisfies my righteousness. And I accept that as man's penalty for sin, payment for the penalty for sin. But that is not the gift of God. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. Number 10, the gift of God is not, in this verse, is not the dear Holy Spirit who comes in to live when a person gets saved. When you got saved, somebody moved in. Somebody came into your house to live, and that somebody is as much a person as you are, as much a person as I am, as much a person as Jesus himself. The Holy Spirit from the Trinity moved in, the Godhead moved into your body, and he lives in you. And that's one reason why you ought to behave yourself. And that's one reason why you shouldn't go where you shouldn't go, say what you shouldn't say, sing what you shouldn't sing, do what you shouldn't do, hear what you shouldn't hear, because somebody lives in your body tonight. And that's a wonderful truth that the author of this book, I told my class this morning, the author of this book lives in me, so when I open the book to study it, the author teaches me what it has to say. Wonderful, 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 but that is not the gift of God for Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. Number 11 and last, it is not my name being in the book of life. That is not the gift of God of Romans chapter 6 verse 23. Now, don't misunderstand me. These people, fellows, they were casting out devils and rejoicing, and Jesus said, don't rejoice in that. He said, don't rejoice that the devils are subject to you. And that some of these charismatic folks now are listening to this verse right here. He said, rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Now, if there were such a thing as this jabbering tongue, which there's nothing scriptural about the whole mess of it, but if there were something scriptural about it, the time to jabber is when you realize your name is written in heaven. Don't rejoice because the demons are subject to you. Don't rejoice because you cast out devils. Don't rejoice because miracles are performed. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Ah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But that is not the gift of God of Romans 6:23. Then pray tell me, what is this gift? the first four words tell you. The gift of God. Doesn't say a gift from God. It says the gift of God. God's the gift. The gift of God. That means you get God, you get eternal life. So the gift of God. So actually, the gift of Romans 6:23 is the giver. The gift of God. If you say the gift of money, that means you got money. The gift of a new suit, that means God gave you a new suit. The gift of God, and that is God. And that means when you get saved, bless God, you get Him Himself. That's the gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. Now, I'll come to that later and explain it to you a little more carefully. The gift of God. When you receive the gift of God, that is eternal life. For John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. What is he saying here? He's saying that God himself, through his son Jesus Christ, is eternal life. You don't get eternal life, you get God, and he is eternal life. Let me quote for you that amazing Romans 8:32, which explains it more. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Listen carefully. The gift is his son. The all things, home in heaven, eternal life, forgiveness of sin, justification, sanctification, imputation, predestination, glorification, propitiation, the Holy Spirit, and 10,000 other things. But the gift of God is himself through giving his son, Jesus Christ, of the Godhead. And it says, he shall with him also freely give us all things. These all things are things I talked about a while ago. I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not offering you the gift of eternal life. I'm offering you God, and he brings eternal life with him. I'm not offering you the justification, sanctification, glorification. I'm offering you the one he freely gave his own son. That means he and Jesus said, I and the Father are one, which means God gave himself. So I'm not asking you to accept God's gift of eternal life. I'm asking you to accept God through Christ and let God bring with him the gift of eternal life. That's the all things he's talking about here. If I give you my son and his shoes, and his clothes, and his jewelry, and his possessions, the gift is my son. These all things are his clothes, his shoes, his jewelry, and his possessions. Listen to this verse. I love it. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Now get this. And cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variability, neither shadow turning. Now follow me carefully. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, which cometh down the Father of life. That doesn't mean that God sends food for you to eat down from heaven. That means God sent his Son down from heaven. It was Jesus who came down from the Father of lights. It was Jesus who condescended to become man. And every perfect gift and every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. When God became man and God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes him should not perish, but have eternal life. Ladies and gentlemen, it was God that was the gift, as he gave himself. And all things are these things that came down with him. So every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down the Father of light. That is Jesus Christ himself, for he came down from the Father of light as a gift from the Father to you and me. I say the gift is himself, God himself, as he gave himself as revealed in his own Son. Did you hear what I said? God gave his Son. And that means that God gave himself. His Son, with whom he shared the creation of the universe and the inhabitants of the universe. His Son, who was co-equal with the Father. He who was one with the Father. He who was pre-existent with the Father. He who was creator with the Father. He who was in the Trinity with the Father. He who was internal fellowship with the Father. God gave his Son. Ladies and gentlemen, quit picking over here and looking and saying, oh, God gave me a glorified body. No, he didn't, brother. God gave you his Son, and with him, he freely will give you a glorified body. But the gift of God is his Son. I'm not asking you to take eternal life tonight. I'm asking you to take Jesus tonight. That's the gift of God. God gave him to leave heaven. God gave him to come to earth. God gave him to die. God gave him to suffer my hell and yours. God gave him from eternity to time. And from eternity, he gave in time and he delivered in time. The unspeakable gift. No man can write it. No script can convey it. No tongue can proclaim it. No mind can comprehend it. No brush can paint it. No canvas can show it. No chisel can sculpture it. No quill can pin it. No eye can behold it. No author can write it. All I know is, hallelujah, God gave his son. He is the gift. He is the gift of God. We get so, once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, now it is his word. Once his gifts I wanted, now the giver own. Once I sought for healing, now himself alone. All in all is Jesus. Of Jesus will I sing. Everything is Jesus, and Jesus is everything. Ladies and gentlemen, forget the gift and say hallelujah for the giver. The gift is simply all things, but the gift itself is the giver. So, let me tell you the all things. The all things are the preliminaries. The all things are the minor leagues. The all things are the supporting cast. The all things are the attendance. The all things are the preseason. The all things are the accessories. Among these all things, a home in heaven. But you get it when you take God's gift of his son. These all things are righteousness, but you get it imputed when you accept God's gift of his son. All things are victory over death, hell, and the Satan and the grave. But you don't. That's not the gift of God. It is an all thing or the all things that comes when you accept the gift of his son. All things are eternal life, forgiveness of sin, redemption, justification, sanctification, imputation, predestination, glorification, propitiation, peace, joy, name written in the book of life, Holy Spirit indwelling, his provisions, his protection. But, ladies and gentlemen, those are the all things. But it says that God gave his son and freely with him gave us all things. Let's don't rejoice as much tonight because we're going to heaven as rejoice because we have his son. Let's don't rejoice as much tonight because we're justified, though certainly we ought to. But let's rejoice because we have his son. Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's the gift of God. What is the main event? The gift of his son. The gift of his son is the Super Bowl. The gift of his son is the World Series. The gift of his son is the main attraction. The gift of God, his son. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, that means the gift, God being the gift. And when you accept that gift, which is his son, all things come your way. That means tonight you can walk out this door if you have his son. Oh, Brother House, I'm accepting God's gift of eternal life. Sorry, that won't do it. You accept God's son. And he is life eternal. Now then the question comes, and I'm winding toward the end. The question comes, if this is the gift of God and these are all things, what is the receptacle with which I receive this gift? If God offers me this gift of his son, what is the receptacle in which I accept the gift? What is the container? F-A-I-T-H. This gift of his son comes when you put your faith in Christ, realizing that you're a sinner, realizing that you're lost, realizing that you're going to hell if you die without God, realizing that Jesus, God's son, was God's gift, who came to live a perfect life and die in your place and rise for your justification, When you realize that, and you by faith look up and say, I'm not trusting my church to save me. I'm not trusting my baptism to save me. I'm not trusting my confirmation to save me. I'm not trusting my good life to save me. I'm not trusting my confession of my sin to a priest to save me. I'm not trusting the Pope to save me. I'm not trusting my sacraments to save me. I'm not trusting my confirmation as a child to save me. By being sprinkled and dedicated as a baby to save me. I'm trusting His Son. And with Him, He freely gives you all things.
And so tonight, realizing that you're a sinner, lost without God, you simply come with a receptacle of faith and say, actually just say, I'll take it. And what does God give you? His gift. And what is His gift? His Son. He gives Himself. But don't leave. Check and see what He brings when He comes. He brings heaven, righteousness, victory over death, hell, sin, the grave and Satan, eternal life, forgiveness, redemption, justification, sanctification, imputation, predestination, glorification, propitiation, peace, joy, name written in heaven, indwelling of the Holy Spirit, provisions and protection. Good night. If those are preseason games, think what the Super Bowl must be like. Those are all things, but the gift of God is the gift of Himself as He gave His only begotten Son. Shall we pray?